My dear friends in Christ, our epistle reading this morning was from St. Peter's first letter. This is a circular letter written to various churches and Christians to encourage them in their faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Peter urges them to keep strong. The consequences of becoming a Christian in Peter's lifetime were very serious. It often led to people being ostracized, mocked, shunned from families and friends and communities, and even, of course, as we know, in many circumstances, led to their martyrdom and death. Peter was a realist. His letter is not a philosophical debate on the nature of suffering, but rather is a practical handbook of what is likely to happen to followers and what to do to protect themselves and give a guide as to how to cope. The letter is all about hope. As Christians, we are to remember that if we have to go through severe trials, and so did Jesus, whose suffering ultimately opened the way to heaven for us all. Peter insists that we are protected by God's power through our faith until salvation is fully revealed. He draws an analogy with gold being made purer by burning away the impurities, so suffering can refine our faith. We are so lucky living in the world in the 21st century, because we will never have to face the ordeals that the readers of this letter have to face. But this church building that we celebrated 900 years of since its foundation back in 2025 has itself stood through many times of trial, of war, of changing denomination, of old ways being discarded, only to find after a few years that the new theologies were now being put to the sword, and a to-ing and fro-ing from Catholic to Protestant to Catholic to a lasting Protestant settlement known as Anglicanism under Elizabeth I in 1559. During this time, people would constantly have had their worries and concerns about what would happen next. But hope kept them going, and hope kept them faithful. And it was through their faith and hope that kept them going and kept this place going. And this is where we now come into the story. This is our part in the journey of witness of faith at St. Martin's Church. We are part of the tapestry that makes up the picture for this place of faith. But we're not the whole tapestry. Today is when we have our annual meeting. It gives us a chance to look back and reflect on the last year and the work and witness of the parish. And 2025 has been a special year for us, a year of celebration, when we've given thanks for 900 years of worship and witness in this place, give or take a few silent periods. As we look back on the last year, and as we look through the annual report, we do so reflecting on our objectives for 2025, that we aspire to be, one, a church community offering the spirit of invitation and welcome to bring the love of Jesus into people's lives. Two, to highlight the role of the building as being at the center of community for 900 years. Three, involve various community organizations, schools and businesses to be part of the celebrations. As part of offering this witness and doing this work, there are many people who have contributed to making 2025 the success it was in so many ways. Firstly, I would like to thank the church wardens, the treasurer, and those who assist the treasurer with the finances of the church, such as bookkeeping and sorting out gift aid. All the officers of the church and those who serve on the PCC and the various subcommittees and synods. Thank you too to my ministry colleagues who provide such wonderful service and services here to the church and who support me in that. Thank you to everyone who opens the church and prepares for the services and events, those who undertake duties of communion assistant, those who read and those who serve as verger, particularly at the occasional offices, those who prepare and operate the slides and the sound system in the services, and who prepare the weekly newsletter and information leaflets, those who prepare the magazine and edit it, and to everyone who helps distribute it. Thanks to our wonderful musicians in the choir, and on the organ and keyboard, and the bell ringers for their weekly commitment and skills they bring to worship, to those who provide refreshment after service, to those who set up and run our various social events, particularly during our 900th year, and those who use all their different skills, from embroidering hassocks to just being part of community, to become to praise God with. Thank you to those who come to working parties to tidy up and do jobs on the church and in the grounds and help to keep the church and its surroundings looking so wonderful. To those who do the flowers and the laundry of the church, and to the team who do the cleaning as well. A particular note of thanks to all who give to the church financially, and all those who have contributed to the various fundraising things that we have done through the past year. We could not operate as a church in the way we do without your financial commitment to us. I would just like to encourage everyone to be part of a regular stewardship system, either through the envelope scheme or direct debit giving, and to sign up for gift aid where appropriate. I make it as a bit of an unofficial rule to myself that I do not mention people by name in this report. Whenever one does this, you run the risk of upsetting people by leaving others out. But there are two people who we sadly lost this year, who were the epitome of dutiful service to our church. Firstly, I would like to remember Michael Butt. Michael was the personification of a hard worker behind the scenes. I would also like to remember Ray Jones, our former ringing master. You may not have known Ray, but you would have definitely heard the fruits of his ministry on so many occasions, ringing out across the parish, calling people to church, announcing, "We are here." As we look back on 2025, let us also be mindful of the words of St. Peter, that our faithful ministry doesn't just end now. Rather, we are to be part of a future, a community working together to make St. Martin's a place that will go on for another 900 years and beyond that. In 2026, we shall make prayer and the study of the Bible the centre of what we do as a community. It is these activities that are the bedrock of who we are. But let us look back at the last year, reflecting on all the good things that have passed. Let us be active in the present, with the hope in our hearts and lives, with Christ as described by St. Peter in his letter. And let us look forward, knowing that we're part of something. Something that is so much bigger than us. Something that has been celebrated for 900 years. Something, someone that is eternal. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.